Adventurous Morning Show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Ambie.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
New market alert. New market alert.
Yes, we have a very special family member that has joined on this morning.
Okay, okay. Talk to us.
From Jammin' 94.5.
Yes.
Our family out in Beantown,
drop one of Clues bombs for Boston, damn it.
Day one in Boston.
Good morning, everybody in Boston.
How did we pull this one off?
I don't know.
I like Boston, though. I've always liked Boston.
Boston got a special place in your penis.
Yeah, it does,
wow.
Actually. Salute to my guy, G-Spin. You know what I mean?
Oh,
what's that? About,
what?
Oh, there's a roach. Yes, a roach.
God. Okay. You know what?
There's a roach in the studio.
See, there's a roach.
Boston is like, this is why you can't have black people on the radio in the morning.
Oh, my God. Did somebody get it?
Why the hell is there roaches in here?
There's a roach.
It's right here.
All you dirty Negroes that be in here at night need to stop coming in here. I know y'all saw this video on World Star.
Can somebody come here and kill this roach? How is there a roach?
I don't kill roaches no more. I ain't had roaches around me in years. Oh, my God. Come on, man. Listen, I know y'all saw.
Good morning.
Y'all saw on World Star a couple days ago. It's a guy by the name of DJ Self. You see him on Love & Hip Hop New York.
That's right.
He was in here with French Montana. All them dirty Negroes bought the roaches.
I don't know about that. Last night.
I just want to say, Charlamagne needs to clean up his area over there.
The roaches is in your area.
They came from by you.
My little dirty area is clean.
Dirty area is clean. Last night, I think, shout out to the boy DJ Self. He had Lil Durk up here and Nori.
Lil Durk bought, oh my God, Durk and Nori?
Yeah, Durk and Nori up here.
A Chicago goon and a Queens left rack goon.
Yes.
They definitely bought roaches.
They definitely left a roach.
I can't believe there's a roach in here.
That is a damn shame, yo.
Well, good morning.
I ain't even seen a roach in years.
I ain't seen one in years.
God bless my life. Drop one of Clues bombs for my life. I ain't seen a roach
in years. Well, you know, where we live, they call them water bugs now. It's a little different. They're not really roaches.
No, they're not roaches. Those are water bugs.
That was a roach.
Those are water bugs.
I'm going home.
Water bugs are on a different level, okay?
Ooh, yes, they are.
Roaches.
That was a roach.
Don't water bugs fly?
Roaches represent the poor and disenfranchised insects of the world.
If you went to somebody's house and they had roaches,
I would leave. I would close my bag, keep my bags with me. There goes the roach is back.
Is it flying? Why I don't see it?
Back. All right.
Somebody kill it.
Oh, so he got it. Go. Charlamagne, kill it. Kill it. Oh, he killed it.
You missed it. You missed it 10 times.
Run. Come on, keep going. Missed it.
I got it.
Oh, you got it? You sure?
Ain't smashed and gushy, but I don't see it no more.
No, he ain't getting it.
No, you didn't get it.
It's bionic roach.
You just don't see it.
All right, well, Angie.
We're going to get that damn roach before the day is over.
Angie Martinez will be joining us this morning.
Sorry.
Has nothing to do with roaches.
She might not want to come now.
Sorry, Boston. We didn't want y'all to meet us like this. Sorry.
Not like this.
We should have cleaned the house up a little bit.
Definitely should have cleaned the house. They might not come back if they come back and they see roaches the first time.
I like that our camera guy for Revolt is filming the roach but not killing it.
That's his job.
Yeah, but the legendary Angie Martinez will be here this morning. She's got a new book, My Voice, which will be in bookstores next week, May 17th.
Shout out to Angie Ma.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Yo, Angela Yee looks terrified right now.
I got you. I'm going to get that roach.
It's still here.
I think I killed it, though.
But then where is the body?
Oh, there you go. Ooh,
I got it.
Get it. When we come back, we got front page news. Don't go anywhere.
Got him.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Got him.
Good morning. Oh, man.
So it's no interns here to clean up the roach guts?
No, there's no intern to clean up the roach guts.
She caught a body.
This is the day that one of those interns would have really earned some stripes, because there's some roach guts on the wall. Taylor, come on. You still have intern
rough.
Status.
Half intern status.
Come here, Taylor.
She's not an intern anymore.
Come on, Taylor. Clean the roach. Come on. You're the only person that works here that still got roaches at home, so come clean up the roaches.
Stop.
You have experience.
Nice.
You do have experience. Well, good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning to our newest family member, Jammin' 94.5.
Normally, we don't have roaches in the studio, everybody.
Normally, we don't. No, we usually don't.
I'm telling you who bought those
roaches.
Please
come back.
French Montana, DJ Self, Nori, or Lil Durk. One of those four Negroes Bought those roaches. Guaranteed.
My goodness. All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Now, NBA playoffs, the Raptors beat the Heat 99-91 to take a 3-2 series lead. The Warriors beat the Blazers 125-121 to advance to the Western Conference Finals.
I'm telling you, man, the Warriors remind me so much of that 72-10 Bulls team. Really any Bulls team. And the reason why is because even when they're down, you just feel like they're going to win.
You can't count
that's how it always was when you used to watch those Chicago dynasties. You just knew Michael Jordan and the Bulls were going to find a way to win. It's the same thing with Steph Curry and the Warriors.
I feel the same way. Now, let's talk about that teen that committed suicide live on Periscope. So
sad.
Yeah,
that's awful. I'm going to tell you what's even...
Right, Who held the camera?
Let's start with her.
No, she did.
She doesn't show herself actually committing suicide, but it's all leading up to the suicide. There were 5 live sessions. The last one was 29 minutes, and it was recorded moments before she killed herself. It's no longer, obviously, available on Periscope, but apparently she was upset because she had been raped by her former boyfriend.
Jesus.
She was about 18 or 19 years old. She sent a text message to a friend of her former boyfriend a few hours before she killed herself on Tuesday, and in the text message, she mentions violence and a rape that he inflicted on her and said that she is ending her days because of the harm that that young man did to her.
So why not kill the boyfriend?
I don't know. I can't answer those
questions. How about nobody die?
How about nobody die?
But I will tell you this, that people were on Periscope encouraging her to kill herself.
Listen, first of all, let's be clear about this. I keep telling y'all this over and over. If you have problems, do not take them to social media. If you think that you're going to go to social media and people are going to be happy and tell you good things that may talk you off the ledge, no. They're going to tell you things to make you jump. Stop it. There's nothing but savages on social media. And why would you take pariahs? Why would you take your problems to social media?
Everything is not a joke, too. When somebody is actually threatening to kill themselves, it's really a nasty, disgusting thing to tell them, go ahead and do it. Hurry up. Kill yourself. That's awful.
And she jumped in front of a train.
Yes, she jumped in front of a train.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she was like by the tracks on Periscope?
She was in Paris, yeah.
Nobody called? I don't know. Is there 911 in Paris? Whatever it is in Paris, nobody called the number for emergency officials?
She could have called 911, but
Jesus Christ.
Nobody called, yeah. Now, also, Zimmerman. I hate Zimmerman, man.
Speaking of people who need to...
George Zimmerman is auctioning off a gun that was used in Trayvon Martin's death. Now, he's saying the firearm for sale is the firearm that was used to defend my life and end the brutal attack from Trayvon Martin. This is a piece of American history. It has been featured in several publications and in current university textbooks. According to George Zimmerman, he has received several offers for this firearm, and he said some individuals whose plans for the guns didn't sit well with him.
I cannot wait till karma comes back to George Zimmerman.
I've been waiting for a long time.
It keeps on coming back.
I mean, for all we know, he could be going through a lot of things right now. He can't sleep at night.
Clearly, he's trying to sell that to make some money.
I pray that Trayvon Martin's spirit is haunting him every night of his life, knocking over things in the house, making noises, all kind of stuff.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. Now, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now.
Maybe there's roaches in your place of work and you're mad about that.
We'll put you live on air and tell us why you're mad. Maybe you're mad at traffic. Maybe you're mad your favorite NBA team lost. Maybe you're mad you didn't get none last night.
Maybe you're having a herpes outbreak this morning.
That could be it, too.
Somebody in Boston's having a herpes outbreak this morning. I want you to know that this show is here for you.
Oh, boy.
We don't herpes shame people here, okay?
All right. 800-585-1051. The number again is 1-800-585-1051. And welcome to our newest family member, Jammin' 94.5 in Boston.
Hey, Boston. Man, did I tell y'all 6 years ago? Salute to my guy, G-Spin.
Shout out to G-Spin.
I went to a Celtics Heat game. He brought me to a Celtics Heat game.
That was nice of him.
And then I went to the...
He was trying to court you to work here.
I don't even know. Maybe. I guess.
Okay.
Because I ended up working there.
All right. It worked.
But G-Spin threw me an alley-oop when it came to a female. Oh, drop one of Clue's bombs.
Was she Cave Verdean?
I don't know. Okay. But I can tell the story because my wife is sleeping right now.
All right. Oh, boy.
But mind you, this is 6 years ago as well. I was in a different space in my life.
Before you were married, in other words.
Before I was married.
But you were with your wife since 16, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I was in a different space in my life. She was in South Carolina. I was up here.
Okay.
Trying to make it. But, yeah. G-Spin threw me a great alley-oop.
And then whatever happened?
I got married.
Not to her?
To who? The girl from Boston? No. Of course not. I married my wife.
Are you guys still friends? Are you allowed to be friends?
No, I haven't spoke to her. No. She's moved on with her life as well.
No.
She hasn't tried to contact you?
No. She's in a relationship now. She's a great girl.
That's crazy. That's your fondest memory of Boston?
That's how guys remember things, based off the vagina that they received in
certain
places.
Well, she blocked all of us on social media, so I don't know what goes on with her life.
No, she has?
Really?
Damn, that's bad. Me, I didn't do anything. All right, well, tell him why you mad.
She wants no recollection of me.
585-1051. Tell him why you mad. Shout out to G Spin, shout out to Pup Dog, shout out to Maverick. We appreciate you guys out in Boston. And it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth, all right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, this is Mario from Beantown, baby.
Beantown, what up, Mario? Tell them why you mad, bro.
Yo, man, I'm mad it took this damn long for Boston to get a real radio station, man. Y'all about to put some real respect on Boston Radio.
Hey, salute to Boston. Salute to the Bean, man.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, man, it took that long, man. Finally, man. Y'all better stick around, man.
Oh, we plan to. We have plans. We're coming to Boston soon, too, all of us.
Now, listen, whether we stick around or not is not up to us, okay? Just like being on Boston was not up to us, but we hope to be around.
We're going
to
keep it running. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's happening? This K-Train, man, out of Columbia, South Carolina. What happening?
803.
What happening?
Tell him why you mad.
Man, look, man, I'm trying to figure out what kind of weather Carolina got, because I got to work this morning, and somebody was already must at 4 o'clock. I'm trying to figure out how you get mustard from your car to the clock in. Hey, you can't perspirate that much in the morning before you get to the clock in that you already must.
Maybe they didn't go home last night, or maybe they put on the same shirt they had on yesterday.
Well, he need a rerouter. He need to wash his clothes once, because something wrong, man. That's crazy.
I can't stand an old Funyun-smelling-ass boy in the morning.
I'm telling you, Charlie, man, he was mercy with an R.
Damn.
Hello, who's this?
Disgusting.
Hey, gotta tell y'all while I'm mad, but first of all, I gotta respect for all y'all. I've been following y'all careers for a long time, so.
Appreciate that.
Salute to y'all. I'm mad, man, because I live in Indianapolis, Indiana. First of all, y'all ain't down here. And the second thing is these potholes in these streets are horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
tell
they're
me
always
about
nasty,
it.
Man. It takes
a car. Man, my alignment is all jacked up. I hate it. I think it's horrible. They need to get it done. It's terrible.
Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this Porta Potty guy. Good morning, guys.
Porta Potty guy, what up?
I'm good, man. I want to talk about this George Zimmerman thing, man.
Talk to me.
What's up with George, man?
That's
He's
crazy.
Bugging out here, man. He got away with murder, and he's
literally
still pushing it.
Yep.
Hey, yo, but I sent you guys my music, too, man.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yesterday, Charlamagne said that we would play your record.
And Envy got the record. And I don't know if Envy's going to play it. You going
to
play it?
Envy, you got to. People are waiting for it.
When we come back, I guess we'll play it.
All right.
Hey, yo, shout out to the Breakfast Club, too, man. I really appreciate you guys, man.
All right, bro.
All right, Porta Potty. Listen,
man.
You tell everybody. You call all your friends and your family and tell them you're about to be on the radio.
I don't know how
perfect music for when you're on the Porta Potty.
And it's a damn shame we don't know Porta Potty guy's real name, because I know his family don't call him Porta Potty guy.
I don't know. But tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Call us right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'ma tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drunk girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna call away. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Tell you why I'm mad. This Zimmerman, man. Yo, I feel like this dude is poking lions with a stick right now. That's crazy. That's insane, yo.
You know what kills me, man? I think about all these rappers who be talking tough. They'll make Instagram videos saying they're going to torture radio personalities like myself. You don't never see them say they're going to ride on George Zimmerman, though.
Right. The one man that truly is Haitian. I feel like he's spitting on us right now.
Yeah, he definitely
is. You know,
is.
You might as well have some white folks in Agua talking about you want to buy a rope, my granddaddy, and that's crazy.
Hey, you use the N-word too many times now.
Young Thug, how about you make a video saying you're going to torture George Zimmerman? Birdman, how about you and your goons run up on George Zimmerman and tell him put some respect on your name? Put some respect on Trayvon Martin's name.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Bobby from Boston, man.
What's up, bro?
Good morning. I listen to y'all all the time, man. Charlamagne, you my dog, for real. I ain't gonna lie.
Why are y'all black people awake in Boston this time of morning? The white people make y'all get up at a certain time out there?
They got jobs, man. People got to get up.
Nah, I'm at work.
Oh, okay. Salute to you, man. Where you work at?
I lost him. All right, well, we got the Porta Potty record.
Oh, we got Porta Potty Records.
Let's play
a little bit of it.
Let's do a little, add a little context for
it's
the people
moving.
That's just joining us, like Boston. Porta Potty Guy is a listener who calls up here every morning.
Every morning. He's been listening for 5 years.
Big supporter. He comes to our Breakfast Club anniversary parties and everything, and he cleans Porta Potties for a living.
That's what
he does music.
Yes. So he just wants that one shot, that one chance to blow. You know what I mean? Lose yourself in the music. The moment.
Porta Potty Guy, a.k.a. Sean Stone, featuring Jeff Light.
All right, well, let's play it.
Me and my just be hustling. Just had to get it from the jump. Cause me, I took time, I done paid those, I done made moves. Now I'm finna stunt. They say, nah, you don't do it like that. Tell me why you jelly, you ain't moving like that. Tell me why you mad, cause I'm moving like I'm Jordan. Haters trying to take shots, they be shooting like Shaq. Come on, man. Come on. We rolling. Yeah. Yo, Sean.
Shawty drop it down low. When she pop it and she glow. But we no waste no time. Cause we lock it and we low. From the bottom, yeah. Need them stacks right next to me. Miss D.L.Y. Gonzalez. Girl, come stand right next to me, yeah.
So that was Porta Potty's record.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Porta Potty Guy. I'm going to be honest with you.
You didn't play enough.
Listen, I had to put it in context. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, that's not bad for a Porta Potty Guy.
Okay.
I didn't know what a Porta Potty Guy would sound like. That actually don't sound bad.
Now, not for nothing, he has a little auto-tune in his voice that he could have used in the Porta Potty.
A lot of Future, a lot of T-Pain. He might have recorded that in the Porta Potty.
Yeah,
that's why I got that effect.
Shout to him.
Tell me if y'all like that record, man. Hit us up at DJ Envy on Twitter, at Angela E on Twitter, at C to God on Twitter, or at Breakfast Club AM on Twitter.
All right, when we come back,
you like that record.
We got rumors up, ye.
We're going to talk about a brand new TV show that's coming also. Amber Rose, is she bringing the slut walk back? We'll tell you about that. And Kylie Jenner and Tiger. Allegedly, it's over for good this time.
Uh-oh. All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. And don't forget, next hour, Angie Martinez will be joining us. She has a new book. We'll talk to her all about it. So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, now the rumor is that Kylie Jenner and Tyga are finished, broken up for good. They've broken up a few times in the past, but apparently they didn't walk the red carpet at the Met Ball together. They were both there. They didn't show up together.
Mm-hmm.
They had actually broken up before that, but she was upset he got invited because of her, but he still went, even though they were broken up. So she felt like she should have made sure he was uninvited. Now, somebody told me behind the scenes that the reason they broke up is because he borrowed some money from her and then wouldn't pay her back.
No.
I don't know if that's
first
true.
First of all, Kylie, if I borrow money from you, I can't pay you back. How can I pay you back if I'm borrowing money from you? Think about that.
Later on, maybe you have a check on the way.
Yeah, maybe said I have a show. I'll get it right back to you.
If I was Tiger, I'd stay with Kylie for the benefits, but let's be clear.
Well, he wants to, I'm sure.
But Kylie don't look the same since she turned 18. She was hotter when she was...
Underage?
Underage, yes, she was.
That's a creepy thing to say.
Well, that's the truth.
But
she's not aging well.
But moving on.
Yeah.
Allegedly, Tyga also took his mom and a model out to lunch for Mother's Day, and he's not telling his friends whether or not that's his new girlfriend. So, looks like that's a doom for failure. Now, Chris Brown versus Kevin McCall. Now, I don't even understand quite how this beef just started. I know they've been going back and forth a few times in the past.
It's been a while now.
Right, but the way this one just now started, I'm not really sure.
A new one?
Yeah. What just happened? Now, Kevin McCall tweeted Chris Brown, why am I signed to you? You're not cut from the same cloth as me. That's why you get jealous and try to blackball me, especially after my cousin Rihanna called my cell phone in the studio way back and your thirsty crack pipe ass all in my phone and started tripping out. He went on and on and on. And then he said, when I no longer have any ties to Chris Brown, I'll chill. He stole from two babies and stole from me. He knows that. Fade and paperwork. Chris Brown responded, this N-word is standing outside playing keyboard at his grandma's house. He would have gotten more change on Hollywood Boulevard. RCA dropped you. You blocked your own blessing. I'm cool with both your baby mothers. Why aren't you? Paper trail, shorty. He is crying for help. So I'll be really taking your money when this tour starts. All those Kevin McCall fans are just waiting to spend their money on some seats. It's lonely at the top, but I bet it super sucks all the way at the bottom and broke. Now, he also posted this video on Instagram, Chris Brown.
I just woke up and I thought about something. If this nigga wrote all these songs that he claiming he wrote, why he ain't write no more? Oh, wait. This is just one part of my house. This is life before K-Mac and life after K-Mac. Man, I'm gonna stop playing with this nigga. He's a bitch.
I have no problem with Kevin McCall threatening the safety of the khaki-colored kids of the world.
Watch your mouth.
You know, sometimes beige guys need a beating. But they both look silly on social media going back and forth. Y'all both live in L.A. Either meet up and catch each other's fade.
It doesn't seem like it's that hard.
Or if you're Chris, let him out the paperwork. Whatever. All that social media and back and forth, you both look like sissies.
All right, Amber Rose is going to be doing her second annual Slut Walk. That's going to happen in downtown L.A. on October 1st. So everybody that wants to sign up for that, just letting you know, make your plans,
now,
book
your
flights.
I will say this. I saw something yesterday. I feel like Amber Rose has finally honed in on exactly what she wants the Slut Walk to be. Because I saw the thing that says it's a fight against gender inequality and rape culture.
Okay.
Like, that's what it says on the actual flyer or whatever. Even though I don't like the term slut walk.
I think it said that on the website if you went to it last year also.
Well, I don't read details like that. But I'm just saying, like, I don't like the name slut walk, but right. I like the cause that it's against.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Slut walk is not originated by Amber Rose. It's something that's been going on in different countries, different cities for years now. And that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, again, welcome to our newest family member, Jammin' 94.5 in Boston.
Hey!
Salute to all the Cape Verdeans in Boston, Amber
Rose. Cape Verdeans!
What'd I say?
Cape Meridian. I don't know what you said.
I don't know what that said.
They know what
the
I meant.
Cape Verdeans.
Isn't Amber Rose one of them?
Yeah, she's Cape Verdean.
Our producer's actually Cape Verdean, too.
He don't look as good as Amber Rose. He got the same kind of haircut, though.
Yep. You never seen him in a bathing suit.
Salute to all the Cape Verdeans out there.
Nope.
In Boston, Beantown.
All right. Well, when we come back, Angie Martinez will be joining
us. The legendary Angie Martinez. You put some respect on Angie Martinez's name and her career. Her book, My Voice, is in books. I keep wanting to say in theaters.
Why are you going to say that?
Because it reads like a movie. But it's in bookstores May 17th.
You can pre-order right now.
Amazing book.
We're going to talk about it when we come back. It's a lot to talk about. Keep a lot.
I don't know how much we can talk about, though, because it's like.
Well, let's see. We don't want to give away the book, but there's a lot of great stories in there. So we'll tell you a few of them with Angie, and then you have to figure out there's a lot more great stuff in there.
All right. Angie Martinez, when we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tory Lanez with Say It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Woo-woo!
Now, we have to blur out this lady's face because it's on Diddy's. Revolt Network, Diddy, after reading the book, doesn't want her.
After reading the book, I think they're clean.
They clean now?
Yeah.
Oh, so your face is not blurred? All right. Yeah.
Angie Martinez is there.
You're
making me nervous at the top.
First of all, this book, My Voice, is amazing. Angie does not like compliments, but this book is a testament.
Dope book.
And a documentation of a classic career and classic stories, and I love it.
And Envy read the book, and he hasn't read a book in 15 years.
That alone is very exciting.
Yes. He read it. I'm going to tell you why he read it. Me and Angelique came in here one day, and we was like, yo, fam, Angie smoked crack.
I said, not only did she smoke crack, but the song, The Ten Crack Commandments, was originally her song.
Y'all like come full circle?
I hate this interview already.
I need to read this.
This is going
to
be the
Everyone's like, how many times did she smoke crack? Was she a crackhead?
Yo, I have no questions.
And she did it with a pipe.
Stop it.
And she had plans to do it again on New Year's.
So wait a minute. Wait. So this is what it takes for you to want to read a book? This is what it takes.
I didn't believe him. I said, no.
No, you should have seen his eyes. He was like,
what? It was a mistake. Oh, God. Oh, that's going to be the headline. It was a mistake.
How do you make a mistake and smoke crack?
It was a mistake. I mean, it was a mistake in terms of, I was a kid. I didn't know. Yeah. It wasn't a big epidemic yet. It wasn't known to everybody. So it was just another way to smoke weed or whatever that was in there.
The only reason we let you explain it is because we don't want to make it seem like you
like
really
I'm a crackhead. No, please, it was an accident.
I think that's a great comeback. You started off a crackhead and now look at you. That's a great way to sell a book.
Shut the hell up.
It was one time though. I just want to make it clear.
It was one time and it was kind of an accident. And I mean, it was stupid. Come on, man.
I never smoked crack.
Okay, but you probably did something as a kid where you were like,
I smoked coke with weed before.
Okay, but what? Well, it's the same thing.
Crack is fried cocaine.
but we know that now. I didn't know that in the moment until literally after it happened, and I'm watching the news, and I was like, oh, gosh.
I was like, maybe I should smoke crack then. because I want to have a nice career like Angie.
Not really.
Is that what it takes?
Now, how was the high, though? Seriously, how was the high?
I'd say it in the book. That's the thing. Is
you
like
said it was great.
She said it was amazing.
Y'all made plans to do it again. I'm like, why didn't y'all do
Let
it
again? Let me tell you, all the pages, it's like half a paragraph. And now the whole book is going to be about this.
That's all it took was one bad review of crack for you to stop on the news?
That was it, yeah. No, because it wasn't. It was like a special. And then all of a sudden, then maybe it was out already and people were talking. Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Gotcha.
Until I had, then you do it and then you're like, oh, I think that's what just happened to me.
No, I feel you. I did ecstasy before and then I saw that special, a family on ecstasy.
And then you were like,
and I was like, oh, whoa.
Maybe I should not.
That's what this was. Let me never do this again.
Let me chill out.
Are friends on crack still? Like, because crack is very addictive.
That's a good question.
Shut the hell up.
That special may not have affected your friends the way it did you, Angie.
First of all, friends.
Friends movie. That's what it is.
First of all, it wasn't like my friends. It was like some kids that I hung out with at my grandmother's house in her neighborhood in the park. It was just bad influences. And who knows? I don't know what happened to them. I haven't seen them. They weren't like my friends. They were like the kids.
Thank God.
They were like the kids from my grandmother's block.
Okay.
I'm glad you got better friends.
Thank you, man. Yeah, none of my friends.
Absolutely. Okay. Seems like you've always been a pretty private person. So was it hard? Because you like kind of gave up a lot.
Yeah, I did. I know.
And I'm like, Angie, don't talk like this.
And it's strange how comfortable I feel about it.
Yeah.
I feel like I gave myself an out. So when I started writing, I was like, I'm going to just write everything as it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, with everybody, with my family, with my, like, whatever. Let me just write it as it is. Mm-hmm. And then I'll assess. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, I could either cut, do all that. But once it's out and you realize, like, everything happens for a reason, even that, even the crack thing, I use that as an example to say, like, I have compassion for people who have addictions and who go down bad roads because of things like that. Mm-hmm. So I think everything in my story, in my life, is for a reason. So there's nothing I'm ashamed of. And so I just wrote it and then I was like, all right.
What about other people that you're telling stories about, some of these people in my book? And maybe some of them are not going to be in the most flattering light in their opinion, but it's your story and what really happened, you know, from your point of view. Did you have to say, okay, let me let them know?
I keep saying that I'm going to. I haven't made the calls yet, but maybe before. Maybe today when I leave here, I'll make those calls.
I wouldn't. I'll make them buy a copy.
I'm torn about it because I feel like whatever happened, people know happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying anything that's not true, number one. And it's.
But you went a little in on some people about your feelings.
But those are my feelings.
Yeah, it's real.
I don't talk about.
True.
It's not from a judgmental or I'm trying to hurt nobody. I'm just telling you, like, what my route is and how I learned lessons because of things that happened. So as long as it's under that umbrella, I felt okay with it. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like I hurt anybody, like, anybody's life.
Did people hit you and say, did you put me in the book?
I get that all the time. I'm like, first of all, you're not even in the book. I don't know why. People that are like, I kind of know. They're like, did I make the book? I'm like, no, I'm so sorry.
You know what surprised me about the book? Finances with you.
You was terrible with money.
I was terrible.
You was that bad?
Were you so that surprised?
I was very surprised.
You didn't have those problems when you started?
No.
You got evicted.
Really? Twice.
I've been in that situation once where I had to go to court.
But were you already known and on the radio? And
good thing was the problem was my wife's name. So when I got fired from Wendy, she had to end up going to court.
Right.
But it was just that feeling like, damn.
But you were so popping. You were doing everything. You were on radio. You were doing every club. I was like, wow.
You was getting that cash.
And why?
Then I was down at that eviction notice like this with the hoodie on. Like, oh, God, why did this happen to me?
You didn't pay any bills?
I just was irresponsible. I just was, I had never really learned how to do that. And so it was like, you know, you get an envelope of cash and you just spend it.
Right.
And I was ripping. I'm talking about from morning to night, working in the club and come home. So, you know, my mailbox, I would check it like, you know, once every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't something that.
Opening those bills weren't important and paying them.
It was.
A lot of people feel like that even now.
I think one thing you didn't, I don't think you explained it. How did you and Mary get so cool that you could pick up the phone and ask her for money? This was Mary was popping at this time.
Yeah, but Mary, you know, I don't want to ever tell her business, but, you know, Mary has gone through things in her life, too, and we've both been friends to each other during those times. I think Mary trusts me, and I've always trusted her. Even in this, even writing a story about something that she helped me, I'm going to let her know, like, you know, I'm telling the story, you know, so she knows. And I think she just, you know, we came up at the same time. So she's putting her first album out. I'm just getting started popping on the radio. It was her. She would listen to the radio, and then she'd come up to my show, and she was like, I love you so much on the radio. And we just, I don't know, we just clicked. And then we would go out, and we hang out, and then, you know, she has some things going on in her life. And we just were always, we're both Capricorns. We have like a very, I don't know, a unique kind of understanding of each other.
I just wanted to see the footage.
Even to now, like, even now.
And Mary and Angie going into a check cashing place.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
In the middle. Why did she have a check on her?
I don't know why. I love that story because I don't, it's so her. She's so regular. She's such a regular girl. You know
what
I'm saying?
By the way, if you mix those two stories, the crack story and the looking for a check cashing place, can't find one in the hood, it kind of go together.
Why of all the stories in the book, those are the two things that you are negative ass resonated to.
That's what saddens me about the book, though, is because it's like y'all era. You'll never see that again. Like, you and Mary coming up together.
Jay-Z coming by the office.
Before he was whole.
Listen to my album in the car.
We're not getting that.
Some of those things I just take for granted. Well, everybody knows these stories. You know, everybody knows that Jay-Z and R. Kelly got into something at the Garden and pulled the show in the middle of the show and then came up to the radio station and interviewed with me at 2 a.m. Everybody knows that story. But then you write these stories and you start talking to people. I did colleges last week and I'm telling these stories and they're like, what?
It doesn't seem real. Like, even reading it, I'm like, yo, this really happened.
It makes me realize how important it is to document it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like a lot of stories, especially radio things that happen on the radio, they're just for some reason like not well documented. I don't know what that is. Why? Or, you know everything about artists. You know everything about videos because it's all visual. You see it on TV. But the stories that happen on radio, who documents that?
You're right.
All right, well, we have more with Angie Martinez when we come back. Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Back to Sleep, Chris Brown. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Angie Martinez in the building. She has a new book called My Voice, and you can pre-order that. Now, I was really surprised you got so personal in this book. You gave so much of your personal life.
But can't write about your life and not share.
And not make it personal.
We know you hated Diddy. Like, we know, like, it was just the inside.
Hate is a terrible
word.
You
hated Diddy at one point.
You said
he wasn't my favorite person at one point.
You hated Diddy.
As we broadcast on Revolt, we both have come a very long way.
Because when we worked in the other building, it was like, no F with Diddy, Ange don't F with Diddy, so nobody F with Diddy. That's what it was.
That's a damn lie.
That's the
Plenty
truth.
Of people messed with him. I just chose to not because we didn't have the best relationship and I didn't want to ever have to fake it. And we never talked about it. I guess we should probably talk about it after this, especially since this airs on Revolt. But, you know, we've come a long way, man. I tell a story about him being super supportive during the marathon and donating all that money. And, you know, he's who he is.
But what was it about him that you didn't like?
It was just moments. You read the book.
I'm saying it for people who are listening.
There were
Angie.
Moments that happened. Well, they could read the book, too.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away, back. But yeah, I
could, there are moments that happened where, you know, his agenda was different than mine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was aggressive about his agenda, as I was mine.
Yeah.
And so sometimes that just kind of bumped heads.
He ran up on you one time.
Well, ran up is strong.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like.
Let's sell the book, Angie. He ran up on you. And you
he
said
put me in a headlock. He forced me to smoke crack.
And then we did the 10 crack commandments.
And then we did 10 crack commandments. And then he threw all my belongings out of my apartment. And I was evicted. I was homeless. Because of Puffy.
And then you did some of your Tupac interview in here as well.
Yeah, I shared some of that.
That says a lot about your character. Mm-hmm. Because I know for me, if that was me and I went out there,
you would have totally aired it.
Immediately. Everything. Let's go. I'm like, let's go. You won't believe what Pop said.
Here's the thing. I love that about you. Mm-hmm. And I respect different people's perspectives on how they choose to use their mics, on how they choose. Because it's important to have different voices. You know, it's important to have people who just want to tell it as it is, point blank. What I've learned is that I can't bend myself to do what other people do. Like,
right.
If I spent my day trying to be Charlamagne, I would fail miserably.
Right.
And you need security.
And I would need security. And then that's one of the things. It's like there's a place for all these different type of voices. And it took me a while to really appreciate my own and want to make sure that I'm always true to it.
What made you tell that story?
What story? Book, the Pac story?
Pac talked about his relationship with Faith. And you talked about that story.
That was honestly, if I could be honest, that was one of the milder stories.
Really?
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
That was a mild story?
Uh-huh. The way he told it.
That was a milder story. And honestly, one of the reasons I dreaded ever putting stuff out was because of how it would affect outside people that weren't involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at this point, I'm starting to realize that it's part of history.
Yeah,
and it's
not for
me to protect. I think everybody's kind of moved on with their lives at this point.
So you gonna let that interview go?
The whole 2 hours?
I am at some point.
Really?
And you know what upsets me is that I've been trying to reach Pac's mom for the past like couple of months to try to figure. I've been trying to get with her. to try to talk to her about a couple of things, about what her thoughts were. I really wanted to be respectful about however it comes out. Mm-hmm. And also, she has the original. I put a note in there that Pocket sent me, right. And his mom has the original. So I was trying to get in touch with her for both of those things, and unfortunately, she passed. So yeah. I'm not sure where it's going to happen, but it just has to be, like, respectful and done well at this point. It's been so long.
And you said you didn't want to put it out because you didn't want to cause problems, but then Pac and Big both got killed.
Yeah, but imagine they would have both got killed and I would have put it out. Yeah. I would have forever.
Like you feel that.
Yeah. I would have forever held that. Yeah. Like, did I have something to do with that? Right. Is it because of the, you know, I would have always worried. That's, I'm so grateful that I didn't, because honestly, I would have lived with that forever.
I agree with a lot of the moves that you made in the book, like, because I feel like a lot of stuff that Angie Martinez did, if I was in that same situation, I'm like, I probably would have did the same thing.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like a sense of responsibility to other people and not causing more issues than necessary, especially when something can be violent the way that it was, yeah, as harsh as it was in
that
time.
It's crazy when you think about that time and how hostile it was, and how I mean, you remember, like, everybody, it was real, like, it wasn't like a gossip blog, it was scary, it was like real. You felt like people were gonna get touched, and
people did,
and they did, and but you didn't know to what extent, how many, like, it just felt like this, it felt very dark, like a bad time. It was a bad time.
One of the gems I would say I got from you and watching you is, what people don't understand is, you know how to do everything. Like, you know how to cut your
own
interviews.
She was cutting her tape.
You know how to run your own boards. Yeah. And you're real anal with that. Like, if somebody works with Ange, you got to know she wants it perfect. And people don't know that about you. Like, you do everything. Yeah. You don't let nobody do anything. To this day, you still sit over there cutting your own interview. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Angie's gotten a few fired over here for not being on point. You know what I'm saying? It happens.
But that's not my fault. That's that person's fault. It's like, you know, I can't. And I think as I've gotten older and more, like, I just can't tolerate being, like, somebody that's not good. Yeah, like, I just can't tolerate people who are lazy or people who are not committed. I'm committed to what I do. Mm-hmm. So if you are part of my team, I need you also to be committed to whatever your piece of that is. But, like, editing, I still take pride in my stuff. So I feel like until I have another Angie Martinez next to me who can edit it and know exactly what I want to do, then I got to do it myself.
Will there ever be another Angie Martinez? Because you don't see kids doing the internships the way that we did coming up and things of that nature, working in the promo department.
Yeah, because they're lazy.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know how to tell kids to be a radio personality anymore.
Yeah, I know. Probably a different path. It's a different, like, you have to go online. I guess online. It's people that are becoming celebrities in other places.
And, stuff.
And
yeah.
Then wind up. It's just a different path. But the work ethic and the drive has to still be there. You know, you can't do exactly what you did or I did or any of us did. You should take from it the work ethic and the drive and the, you know, and the time you put into what you do.
All right, we have more with Angie Martinez when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Antidote, Travis Scott. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And good morning to our newest family member out in Boston, Jammin' 94.5. Good morning to Boston. Now, we have Angie Martinez in the building. She has a new book called The Voice. You can pre-order that right now.
The foreword is by J. Cole. A lot of people, first of all, I didn't know so many people didn't know what a foreword was, because people were like,
I know. They're like, what does that mean?
Yeah,
why is his name on your book? I'm like, come on, fam.
Honestly, that's the only thing I didn't like about the book.
And I
liked what he wrote, but I just didn't feel like
what made you choose J. Cole
fit this.
To write
I feel like it should have been Jay-Z or somebody.
I feel opposite because,
really?
I think my space in the culture is that, like, you know, I have this history, but I'm also still very much in it. I mean, you can check my ratings in
Absolutely.
The afternoon. We're
Go
still
drop one of Cool Bombs. Talk Angie, Ma.
What it look
no,
like?
No, I'm very grateful for them, but we have amazing numbers in the afternoons, and so it's like I feel I have, like, one foot in this side and one foot in this side, and which is a unique position to be in. Mm-hmm. I talk about one of the interviews in the book about having Rakim meet A$AP Rocky for the first time.
Crazy.
And to me, that's, like, my perfect space in the culture. Somebody that could speak to who Rakim is and what he means and have that passion for it, but also look at somebody like A$AP Rocky and appreciate him and want to show, you know, want to put that together.
Yeah.
And so for Cole, the thing about Cole is I feel like Cole is really a student of the culture. Like, he's
Absolutely.
Somebody who cares. And so in telling my story to not just the people that were there, but telling my story to people that are new and may not know these stories, he's the perfect person to kind of deliver it.
Gotcha.
To that. And he also speaks to the fact that there's things to be learned from the way we came up and the way that, you know, radio was at that time and hip-hop was at that time. So it was perfect. I really asked him for a quote in the back, but he just was like, I just wrote what I felt. I know it's a little long.
Yeah.
I don't really know what you want to do with it. And I think he's amazing. And it was the perfect one. I think Jay would have been like so predictable and so like, what could he say that hasn't already been said in terms of like.
We don't know. That's the surprise.
Maybe he could. Maybe he could have. Yeah. Maybe he could have.
Part two then.
But maybe part two. Maybe, yeah, maybe the second book he'll grace me with a forward. I just felt like where I am in 2016 right now and the reasons I'm doing the book and how I feel about my career, my job, I thought Cole was the perfect person.
And speaking of Hov, he used to let you hear all his albums mm-hmm. before he put them out. Mm-hmm. Was there ever any songs you told him was whack that still ended up being hits?
Yeah, probably his biggest song ever was Hard Knock Life. I hated it.
Really?
I did. I hated it. Because I used to love the Annie soundtrack. And I just was like, you should, come on. This is, I thought it was like corny.
You thought it was corny?
I did. I thought it was corny.
I didn't like that first.
Like, this is terrible. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't say it was terrible. But I was like, it's all right. Are you going to single? Like, I don't think, and of course, it's, you know, it's big, his, one of his biggest songs ever.
What did he say after that?
I think he just would always take opinion and just kind of take it for what it was. I don't think it was like, he's like, I'm going to change my single now because you don't like it. I don't think it was that. But I think he liked to, the same way it's like I gave this book to a few people and it's so like, especially when you guys gave me feedback, mm-hmm. people who are in your career who, it's, you know, it's important to hear what you resonated to, what you liked, what you didn't like. So I think for him it was the same thing. And I think he trusted me. And so that became like a thing that we
Are you at the point where you realize that you and your peers are indeed legends?
I don't know.
Come on.
I mean, some of my peers, absolutely. Peers, I do.
You
I feel
too.
Like I feel like I've made my mark. I feel like I have done some great things, but there's so much other things I want to do that I feel like people like. Some one of the college kids asked me the other day, "When did you feel like you made it?" I was like, "I still don't feel like I've made it. I still feel like I want to do films. I want to write a movie script. I want to do TV. I want to do
this book could be a movie."
I want to, maybe it will be. Maybe
it'll
be. I was talking about that the other day. I was thinking.
Because I could see everything as it
like
was
a,
happening in
like
my head.
Like a mix between like a modern, like coming of age, like a Brown Sugar.
I mean, it would be a really.
You hitting the crack pipe in the trail will be crazy.
I hate you.
Crazy.
It could be like.
I mean, look, there's love stories. There's fights. There's work. There's struggle. Then there's success. There's
who would play me? That was, that's the question, though. Who would play me?
Who
I don't know.
You?
I don't know, right?
As a youngster, Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez?
Who is that? Who then?
I can see that.
I have to think about that. Probably an unknown.
Yeah, I have to be an unknown probably.
And you talked about your love life, which was surprising. That's
you
what could, been
you couldn't wait
secret.
To get to that.
Man,
so,
there was one guy in there. I didn't even know you the... dated him, and I know him too. From,
oh, you do?
Yeah, from back in the day. He, when I used to work at Wu-Tang, he worked at Loud.
Oh, yes.
Like,
you didn't say his name, though.
Yes, she did. I did. That's how I knew
who it was. One guy you didn't say his name.
You and Tip was always a cute couple.
You and Q-Tip were the first hip-hop, one of the first hip-hop power couples.
The first hip-hop power couple, yep.
Yeah, but we were so, like, people didn't really know. No, we were very kind of just, like, below the radar, so we didn't.
Until you fought Wendy Williams.
Who knew you could fight like that?
Hold on, don't get off the Q-Tip thing so fast now. Because, you know, they tell a lot of women nowadays.
What's happening to my life?
They tell a lot of women in radio nowadays, don't mix the business with the pleasure.
Yeah.
Do they tell men that too, or just women?
Just think? Women. It's a double standard.
Why is
it
that? Is. Why is that?
I don't know.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's for whoever. Some people, I guess, it works for. Some people, it doesn't. I, you know, I dated somebody, then I dated somebody who wasn't. It doesn't matter. It just depends who the person
is. It's who you like.
It's who you like, and right. It's how well they deal with what you do.
Right. And how much.
Because that was the thing
you.
With the why I would mention any guy in there is because to tell you some of the challenges of being a woman. It's like, you know, when your man's like, what are you going to interview Tupac for?
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think girls need to know that. I think girls
lie.
Need
I
to.
See, I put myself in that situation. I'm like, if my girl.
That's why we wouldn't have made it.
Exactly. Go to Tupac with a bunch of niggas in the room. And
go
I'm
out there with them.
Yeah, I'm going with you.
Hey, what you talking about?
We going to interview Tupac. Like, I can't. I
feel you, though, Angie, because I wouldn't want to date a guy that would have an issue with me going to do something that could be one of the biggest things in my career ever.
This is what I'm saying. Especially when you're. It's one thing if you're married and you have 4 or 5 kids. That's a different type of relationship. When you're in your young 20s and you're dating somebody who is not on board with what your vision is for your life. You got to keep it pushing.
Bye.
Bye. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Bye.
Not that you're a bad guy, but you're not on my track right now. And the couple of relationships that I do talk about, it's the same. They didn't work for the same reason. It's like, you're not going where I'm going, and so it's not going to work.
Did you ever get in dumb arguments? Like, you'd be like, yo, Midnight Marauders is classic. Like, yo, you just saying that because you're dating Tip.
It is classic,
though. It's classic.
It is super classic. Super duper classic. No, I don't know. People didn't really know at the time. I think most people knew, like, after we broke up.
Yeah.
Then we weren't together for many years, and we were good friends, and people thought we were dating. I'm like, you're so late on that? So but there wasn't a lot of those.
Did he lose a lot of music in that situation?
Yeah.
I don't want to say. I'm talking about a tribe music that was already done that nobody maybe even heard.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, all types of stuff. Oh my God, that was terrible. Mm. They're talking about the fire. Yeah, it was. I'm sure music, beats, songs that were completed, samples, all of that.
Now y'all were arguing at that time. Did he think that you set the house on fire first?
Jesus
that
Christ, everyone
through his mind because y'all were arguing.
Angie is not like that.
Angie was smoking crack in Tim's basement, and that's what caused the house to catch on fire. Okay.
I hate you so much. I really hate you.
because that's gonna be the headline on Baller Alert.
All right, we got more with Angie Martinez when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Jumpman. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, this is usually where we do the rumors, but we have Angie Martinez in the building. She has a book. It comes out May 17th. It's called My Voice. You can pre-order it right now. And we really appreciate the book. I love the book.
I'm so happy.
All the moving parts. And I love how you talk about, by the way, we're not going to discuss it, but you see that ring on her finger? I love that relationship and how all that.
Congratulations.
Blossom.
Thank
she gets
you.
That guy's a good guy. I like that.
He's a good guy.
Don't
right?
hide that ring, like Angie. That
my friend Shaka was like, it's so weird. You just put a piece of hardware just turned you into like a lady all the time.
She's like, what were you before, Shaka? Jesus.
You know, she knows something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. She knows a different side of me.
Now, it's one part of the book where you just up and left your baby daddy.
Oh, wow.
What did he say?
You
after
are
that?
Really. Wow.
What happened? But
let's leave that in the book. Yeah. Let's leave that for the book. Let's leave that.
But I will say.
But I will say I was a little bit careful of that just because family and my son and everything. But also, there was a lesson. Listen, anything that I share, and if somebody else gets into it, I'm sorry. But honestly, I've learned something from all of those situations. Right. I learned something about jumping into relationships too soon before you know somebody. I learned something about trying to find somebody who is your peer, who has the same vision as you for what your future is, so that it doesn't hold you back. You know, there's a lesson in everything.
Right.
And so it's my intention is not to make nobody look crazy or anything like that, but it's like, if I don't tell you the story, then how do I even get to what I learned from it and how I even got here today? And I even say in the book, like, you know, sometimes it's sweet.
And shout out to Tiffany. Tiffany is your best friend. I don't
salute
know,
to Tiffany. Salute to Nikki. Salute to Nikki. Salute to Pekka's. Like, that's the good thing about this book, too. It makes you respect other people in your life.
Right.
It's like, yo, they've really been down since day one.
Yeah.
Like, I've always loved Mary J. Blige, but it just makes you really love her, that she's that type of person. Or even Hove is that down to earth, the way he let you hear his music beforehand and really wants an honest opinion. Like,
or Q-Tip, still a friend to this day.
Yeah. That's what he said, Nikki. Nikki's my best friend since I'm 8. Mm. And so right in writing it and telling all the stories and realizing, God, she was here. God, she was here.
Yeah,
she was here. It's pretty good. It's and Pekka's, too, has a couple of good moments in the book. Yeah.
There's only one other thing we need you to do. We need you to break dance. Before you leave.
You saw that breakdancing picture in the book?
You see that picture of you breakdancing in the book?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen today, though. But thank you, though. Thank you for the opportunity. But that's not going to happen today.
There's a lot more in this book that we didn't even get remotely discussing. That's the problem with talking about books and movies nobody's seen.
I know.
You know what I mean? But go get this book. If you're a hip-hop historian, if you're a radio historian, you have to get this
and
book.
If you know nothing about radio or anything like that, you'll still enjoy
this
book because it's very well written and great stories
Thank
in there
you.
No matter what.
It's like a hip-hop Outliers.
I love that you said that. That's so dope to me. And it's interesting to see like who resonates to what. Like you resonated to me talking about how I used to write lyrics down. Mm-hmm. The lady at my publishing company, she's like 30-year-old white lady. Mm-hmm. She's like, I love the book. I'm like, you did? Like, what part? Like, what part did you resonate? It wasn't the Pac or anything. She was like, you know, the 9/11 part.
Mm-hmm.
She's from New York. And she said that it really resonated with her. So it's amazing to feel how different parts kind of resonate with people. And I'm really proud of it. There's everything I stand by in there. I'm so happy you like it.
It's a classic, man. Instant classic. A great documentation of a classic stories from a classic person.
Make sure you pre-order it right now. It comes out on the 17th, right?
Yes, May 17th.
May 17th. It's The Breakfast Club. It's Miss Angie Martinez.
And
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, May 12th goes to a man I wish would cease to exist, George Zimmerman. I don't wish bad on anyone. Only thing I wish for is justice to be served, regardless if it's in a court of law or from the universe. And I don't know what's happening in George Zimmerman's personal life. He may be suffering from erectile dysfunction or some kind of health issues. He may can't sleep at night. He may suffer from constant constipation. I don't know. All I know is if he's going through hard times, I want to see it. Put it on public display for the world to see. I want to see George Zimmerman suffer live via Snapchat, Periscope, anywhere sufferings can be displayed. See, this piece of Jocelyn Hernandez's thesis named George Zimmerman is in the news again because, according to the New York Post, he is auctioning off the firearm he used to kill unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin in Florida in 2012. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to Fox 35 Orlando to see what this devil had to say.
This is the posting of the auction website. You can see the opening bid starts at $5,000. We asked him why he wants to auction it off.
I recently received it back from the Department of Justice, and I thought it's time to move past the firearm. And if I sell it and it sells, I move past it. Otherwise, it's going in a safe for my grandkids and never to be, you know, used or seen again.
What is your reaction to the people who may not approve of this going on auction?
They're not going to be bidding on it, so I couldn't care less about them. What I've decided to do is not cower. I'm a free American, and I can do what I'd like with my possessions.
Why is Prince gone, but George Zimmerman is living his life like it's golden? I guarantee you he's voting for Donald Trump. George Zimmerman talks about radicals, but people aren't being radical enough. I don't feel sorry for you, George Zimmerman, because you're receiving death threats. I want you to live under pressure for the rest of your life, because not only did you kill Trayvon Martin in cold blood, you have no remorse for it. And I don't want to hear all that, well, a jury found him not guilty. A jury found O.J. Simpson not guilty, too. Y'all saw the FX special. And karma eventually caught up with O.J. Simpson the same way I pray it catches up with George Zimmerman one day. So getting found guilty in a court of law means nothing to me, especially when we all, you know, witness the blatant injustice. Sometimes our justice system fails us, and this is one of those cases. And George Zimmerman doesn't care. The fact he is able to cash in on murdering Trayvon Martin, this guy is signed up for celebrity boxing matches. He had an Orlando autograph signing at a gun store, and now he's selling the gun that he used to kill Trayvon Martin.
Crazy.
I battle and struggle with even talking about George Zimmerman because I don't like to
give him any attention,
any energy. But as we have learned in life, ignoring a problem doesn't make it go away. And it saddens me that all you tough guys can act so tough with each other, make Snapchat videos threatening each other, show off every gun in the world you got on Instagram. Oh, a rapper will be quick to make a video talking about what he's going to do to the radio guy. With George Zimmerman just roaming around Florida flourishing like he's some kind of American hero. Then he had the nerve to say he will use the proceeds from the gun sale to ensure the demise of Hillary Clinton. Why aren't we taking a threat on a presidential candidate more serious? What does ensure the demise of someone mean? When it's a known murderer saying it. In fact, we need to monitor and keep track of everybody who bids on this gun, because they are a threat to the rest of us living our lives in this country, okay? Anybody who thinks what George Zimmerman did to Trayvon Martin is okay and wants to have the murder weapon that cut this 17-year-old kid's life short is just as sick as George Zimmerman. I don't even know what can be said about George Zimmerman at this point. I really don't even like acknowledging this guy, but I do it because I want to make the jurors who let him walk for killing Trayvon Martin feel bad. This guy's been arrested several times since killing Trayvon Martin, everything ranging from domestic violence to assault. He has showed time and time again that he is a horrible, disgusting person, and Trayvon Martin and all his family did not receive justice because of you guys, the jurors. So any chance we get to make the jurors in this case feel bad, we should do it. I just don't think it's fair that Afeni Shakur, Prince, David Bowie, Fife Dog, Mufasa from Lion King, Ricky from Boys in the Hood. I just don't think it's fair that Trayvon Martin, all those people I just named are dead and gone, okay? But George Zimmerman is still just out here. Give George Zimmerman the big C, huh?
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. If you have a question for Yee, you can call her right now. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Tisha.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
Okay, so if you're in a relationship, like on the last person y'all was talking to, they said if the person is not on the same path with you, then you should let them go. If you're in a relationship and the guy is asking, you're telling the guy you want to do music, da-da-da. Do the music at home or your computer. But he's always saying, okay, you do well there, but you don't need to be in the studios. You don't need to go anywhere. You should do it from home.
So, specifically your boyfriend is telling you not to
He doesn't support you being a musician.
I guess so.
He thinks you're good, though?
Yeah, he says so.
A part of it, all right, so there's a lot of things going on here. Number one, I think this happens with family members, too. Sometimes people are nervous that things aren't going to work out the way you want them to, and it does take a long time to establish yourself. So he might be nervous. You know, people will tell you, like, oh, you need to have a backup plan. You need this, mm-hmm. you need that. So I do feel like a lot of times people that don't take risks themselves are nervous for
you
to take a risk. Mm-hmm. Right. So he might not be that type of person that is a risk taker at all.
No, not at all.
Right. So it could just be a personality thing that he doesn't understand. And a lot of us have had those issues with people in our family, with somebody that we're dating. Part of it could also be he's nervous that you could potentially be successful and then what happens to your relationship. Because
that's what my family say a lot.
Right. I think a lot of it is that, too. What if she blows up? She's not going to want to be with me anymore. She's going to want to be with some other musician. And our relationship's going to be over. So that might be also his insecurity.
Okay.
So I feel like your dreams are important to you. You don't ever want to say, well, I listen to my boyfriend. Because, of course, you're still going to do what you want to do. You're still going to pursue your goals and your dreams. If he chooses to stay and be supportive, great. If he doesn't, you know what you're most passionate about. But I would explain to him, it bothers me. Instead of saying you never or you always, just say it bothers me that you're not supporting me, because it is difficult for me to do what it is that I'm doing. And I know it's going to take some time for me to be successful. But I need you to have a more positive outlook, and I need you to be supportive.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what's going to help our relationship. Because sometimes we get defensive about our own work.
Man, yeah, F your dreams, man.
About that.
You need to find out if she's a good rapper, because she might not be a good rapper.
She's. Are you a rapper?
No. All right, I sing.
All right, well, let's hear something.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go.
We're ready.
Hello?
Hello?
She hung up mad fast. See, that's
she hung
the problem.
Up.
Yeah, she hung up.
That girl better stick with her man. Why you told her to leave her man? You for a singing career.
I didn't say to leave her man for a singing career.
She wouldn't even sing for us.
I said that
she
a lot
don't want to make it.
No. I told her that if that's what she's really passionate about and he's not supportive and it's causing issues, she got to understand that he probably has his own insecurities about what she's doing, or maybe he doesn't think that she's that good.
Exactly. Probably not supportive because she sucks.
No, you don't
know that.
That
could be true.
I'm
she might
telling
not be
you,
good.
That's probably all it is. Maybe you suck.
You better not
she
leave
She said that
man.
He says she's good.
Yeah, you say I mean, that once when she's singing in the shower, but then when she
well,
says you're going to go to a talent
they
show.
They should be able to be honest with you.
All
if
right,
I think
well,
you suck,
you.
I got to tell you, you suck.
800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call you right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was we, Jeremiah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yee right now. She'll put you live on the air. Or you can always email at breakfastclubam@gmail.com. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is EA from California.
Hey, EA. What's your question for Yee?
My question for Yee is that the double standards that still exist for, you know, married women and married men.
Okay.
You know, if a married woman steps out of their marriage, it's like, you know, it's like a sleaze bucket. But when a man does, oh, he's a man.
No, I don't know. I don't know if that means that he's a man. But what is there something specific with you that's upsetting you?
Yeah, because, you know, it's like, oh, she got a good man. Why would she do that? Well, he also has a good woman. Why would he do it?
So are you cheating on your husband?
It happens.
Oh.
You know.
Shut up, Charlamagne.
Charlamagne, stop it. Here's the thing. I still get backlash on that.
Okay.
But
so you cheated on your husband. He found out?
Yeah, and he did the same.
And he cheated on you also. So who is giving you backlash? Who is making you feel bad about it? Your husband?
Family.
Family, friends. It's always brought up in conversation.
But they're acting like it's okay that he did it.
It's okay. It's not like it didn't even exist. It don't even exist. Like, it's not even an issue.
Well, who did you cheat with?
A friend.
Ho, ho, ho. And it's not even Christmas.
Stop calling her a ho. It's not nice to call women hoes. You don't even know her.
Oh, see, Charlamagne, you don't even know what's going on.
Now, who did he cheat? And what made you cheat?
It was awful. It was like a tit for tat situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because he cheated on you, so you did it as revenge.
Right.
Okay. I mean, listen, two wrongs never make it right, and I'm sure you already know that. And here's the thing. He decided he wanted to stay with you even after you cheated as revenge.
Hello.
So if he decides to stay with you, everybody got to chill and stop bringing it up. First of all, it's nobody else's business in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to shut up and mind their business. and not pass judgment, because I'm sure those same people passing judgment on you have committed their own sins and done things that they've regretted that aren't necessarily things that people would say, oh, what a great person. We've all made mistakes.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's why I love listening to you. Tell them.
But if he did, I do think it's wrong to just cheat on somebody because they cheated on you. You wanted to hurt his feelings. You were hurt as well. I also think that men can't handle cheating as well as women can, because unfortunately we are so conditioned to believe that men cheat and that's just what they do. So for a man, it's harder for him to fathom that sometimes. And they also feel like women cheat because it's more of an emotional connection. Men feel like they can cheat and not have any emotions attached to it, and it's just a physical act. For women, people look at us like, oh, she cheated. She really cared about that person. She must have had some type of emotional attachment. They feel like women can't just physically be with another man.
Can we stop and give Angela Yee a round of applause?
Why?
There is no better motivational speaker than Angela Yee. She is a motivational speaker. She can make a hoe feel good.
Shut up. In closing, she's not a hoe. In closing, I would like to say this. He cheated on you. You forgave him. You opted to stay. Now, when you forgive somebody and opt to stay, you have to do just that. You can't go and try to get revenge just to make yourself feel better and try to hurt somebody. But you did that. And he did respond by perhaps, you know, dragging you and being upset. He can't handle it. But he decided to stay also. So when you decide to stay with somebody, you have to move on past it and stop bringing it up every day. And sometimes that does take time if it's something that's still fresh. Every day it should get better. Every month it should get better.
She has sex with his friend, Angela.
No, she said a friend.
His friend or a friend?
Charlamagne.
A friend. Stop hearing what you want to hear, Charlamagne.
I bet you he was a friend of the family, though.
No, negative.
I don't believe it.
Okay, see, you're wrong. But anyway, just let him know you made a mistake, you messed up. He made a mistake, he messed up. You were wrong for the tit-for-tat situation. But y'all got to move on and tell your family, mind their business. Before I start bringing up everything y'all did.
Hello.
Look at you. You think you feel like a G now because Angela Yee done gave you that whole talk, that whole pep talk.
Shut up.
She going to roll the windows down and put Beyonce Sorry on, put some
shades
on.
Anyway, thank you very much. That
I'm
was Ask
trying to
Yee.
Roll me up.
Thank you for calling. Now, Ask
I
Yee.
I ain't picking up.
We do it every Wednesday and Thursday.
Headed to the club. I ain't thinking about you.
Now, Yee, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we are going to talk about DJ Khaled. What does he do whenever he sees Beyonce? You'll find this answer to be pretty funny. Also, Kanye, his new manager, Scooter Braun, talks about why he is $53 million in debt.
Scooter Braun is managing Kanye?
Yeah. Where you been? Yes.
What is the explanation for
Kanye?
He
was one of the guys that founded Justin Bieber, if you don't know.
Being so in debt.
He's managing Kanye. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner, who, as we know, transitioned from a man to a woman last year, is now considering detransitioning, according to The Wrap. Now, the author of a new book about the Kardashian family is saying that one source has confirmed Caitlyn has made whispers of sex change regret and hinting that she might go back to being Bruce Jenner.
What did he do?
How can you just pick and choose? If you can identify with being a woman and that's your thing, and you've been doing that for years, how can you just pick and choose and say, I want to go back to being a man?
Well, he never cut his ding off.
Yeah, but I thought that's a woman lives inside you. I thought it's like natural, biological. I don't know.
I'm confused.
This is all very confusing now. According to Ian Halperin, the author of Kardashian Dynasty, he's saying it hasn't been easy for Caitlyn. It's been very hard. She's thrilled that she has raised awareness about how transgender people have long been discriminated against, but I think there's a chance she'll detransition in the next couple of years.
See, that's the bad part, though, because, you know, when a transgender, transsexual screams discrimination, as soon as they go back to whatever they were originally, the discrimination is over. I can't turn my black on and off.
No, you can't.
No, I just can't.
Mm-mm.
All right, now Drake is going to be on SNL over the weekend, and they've released some promos about what's going to happen.
Promos are funny.
With cast member Leslie Jones. Check it out.
Okay, I have an idea for a sketch in which I spank you like a baby.
I don't know if I want to play a baby.
Okay, then we two cops.
Okay.
Okay, and then we bust into the scene and catch the robbers, right?
Oh, I like that. Okay.
And then I spank you like a baby.
That's good material. You always have the best.
You can do a song and everything.
Yeah.
Spanking like a baby.
Visual looks way better.
Yeah.
Visual looks way better.
All right, now Khaled did an interview with the New York Times Magazine, and he talks about Beyonce being on her Formation tour. And what is it like being around her? He said, I'm very quiet. Every time I've ever seen her is when I'm with my brother Jay-Z and I just say hi and I look the other way so fast and I kind of run. I just don't want to say nothing too much. I'm not messing that up.
Smart man.
I'm not going to say too much because I don't want to say something dumb.
Yeah, but then she probably thinks something wrong with you because she probably follows you on Snapchat and you're like, damn, he's always so loud on Snapchat. Why is he so quiet when he sees me? Does he not like me?
He just doesn't want to embarrass himself,
I guess. Just be yourself, Khaled.
Anything crazy. Now, Afrika Bambaataa recently did an interview and he denies the allegations against him about touching and molesting young boys. Check it out.
Have you ever abused any underage boy?
I never abused nobody. You know, it just sounds crazy to people to say that here you abuse me. You know, my thing is, you know all my people back then. You know the hundreds of people that been around me. You know, if something like that happened, why you never want to? None of them.
Nobody cares about the truth and the lies more entertaining. Sorry, Afrika
Bambaataa. Right, and to be clear, it is definitely hard for victims when they're young, you know, of any age that are attacked or molested or assaulted. Not that they were, right. But it is a difficult thing. It is definitely a proven thing that they don't always come right out with it because it's embarrassing, they're ashamed, and they think people won't believe them.
I mean, the truth is we just don't know what the real story is. But, Afrika Bambaataa can defend himself all he wants. Nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. It's more fun to say Afrika Bambaataa than it is to...
Bambaataa.
That's not fun, man. You're a fool.
It's more fun to do stuff like that than it is to say whatever the truth is. We don't know what the truth is.
All right, Kanye's new manager, Scooter Braun, is talking about Kanye's debt. He's $53 million in debt, as he told us on Twitter, if you recall. Now, he said a lot of people have an assumption about Kanye that he might be selfish or arrogant. Scooter said, the guy I've gotten to know who I'm learning to translate to others is someone who literally got himself in financial trouble because he would give the shirt off of his back to help someone. He's literally one of the most giving human beings I've ever met in my life. He doesn't know how to say no when someone needs help, and he feels like he can truly help everyone. And when he gets frustrated, it's because he's not trying to make money or he's not trying to take as much wealth. He's trying to say, let me help, let me help, let me help. There you go.
All right.
All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to our Revolt family. Check out the show Respect the DJ. It comes on this Sunday at 9:30 p.m. and at 12:30 a.m.
Who they got on there this week?
It's still me.
Oh, okay.
You still on there?
I'm still on there.
That means that Diddy hasn't cut a check to shoot another episode yet.
No, they're shooting it monthly, so they ride this out.
Oh, it's monthly.
It's monthly, yeah. So you can check me out behind
Revolt
the scenes.
Revolt got a production crew?
Stop yes.
It. You know, that's how we're on Revolt every morning.
They definitely do.
It's only one guy with an iPhone.
But they got a whole camera crew upstairs.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, I'm eating breakfast in here, and I'm nervous because there was a roach this morning. I got to eat this fast.
Yeah, that roach.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, we'll see you guys on Monday, our Revolt family. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something, 800-585-1051 or at DJ Envy. Whatever you want to hear, I absolutely positively got you. All right, so hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.